My soul is sore tempted, thou of all my fears away.
Yes.
Blessed Jesus, wilt thou keep me near thy side, thy bleeding side? Draw me nearer, loving Savior, let me in thy love abide.
Yes.
That's one, and there's more that goes to that one. Here's another one that we are saying today, I believe. 288. Ever lead me. Out on this dark world, Savior am I. Be thou my helper. Oh, hear my cry. Thou art my portion. All is in thee. Oh, let thy mighty hand do what? Ever lead me.
Yes, Lord.
And the chorus says, wilt thou lead me,
yes, Lord,
by the hand? Amen. He will. Hope of my heart. You know, sometimes our hope can get a little dim. I thought of the song that says, hark, I hear hope sweetly singing.
Yes.
It is better farther on. But sometimes we have to remind ourselves, do like David and encourage himself.
Right.
But hope of my heart, Lord, strength of my soul,
yes,
guide thou my footsteps.
Yes.
And keep me whole.
Yes.
In where we're living now, in perilous dark times, God is able to help us. And we have some Bible scriptures to bear this out.
Yes.
And keep me whole. My grace and fortress, Lord, thou wilt be. Oh, let thy mighty hand,
yes,
ever lead me. Wilt thou lead me by the hand? That's the question. Are you willing to be led by the hand of God? Listen, we heard a lot of prayer requests. There's a lot of distress and problems that we can bring to the great God that is able to answer them. But sometimes you get in a situation through the loss of loved ones or whatever it might be. The enemy might be roaring in your ear, in your soul. But here it says, calm thou the wild storm. Think of it. Take it in. God is able through his spirit to calm thou the wild storm. Clear up the way,
yes,
the mist, the fog, the clouds, whatever it is, the uncertainties of life. Keep me from falling by night and day.
Yes.
He's always on his job. Isn't that wonderful? And he's able to deliver. Traveling to glory. We talked yesterday about finishing our course with victory, and we want to do it walking with thee. We have a relationship. We're walking with the Lord, with the Spirit. We have the Spirit of God in our experience. And you know, when you walk, I'm going to demonstrate to you a little bit. You're not hip hopping and you're not stuttering around and you're not missing your step. But walking is a steady gait. And that's what we want to do with the Lord. We want to be walking with the Lord. It didn't say hopping. It didn't say dragging around. But we're walking. And often when you're walking where you're going. I don't see many people walking with their eyes closed. I don't see many people walking backwards because you can run into something, but it's forward, forward. We're walking with the Lord. We're walking with the purpose. We're walking with energy. We're walking because we are leaders, because God wants his people to be leaders. I don't believe he wants us to be dragging and having our heads hung low. Yes, we have burdens, but let us lift up and think about, Lord, how great thou art. And God, you have been with us. And that's why I wanted to sing about how great thou art. And we're talking about going to heaven, and we're acting like we're some little paupers. We act like we are forsaken. We act like, oh, woe is me. I know we have problems, but we're talking about a relationship with the King, with the Heavenly God. Isn't that wonderful? So I'm thankful today because we've been lifting up our voices and singing praises to God, and God is answering prayer. So let me go on with this song. I don't know quite where I was, but I know walking with thee. Oh, let thy mighty hand ever lead me. So we can put our hands in the hands of the Lord and we will be saved. I want to tell you, you know, I have some grandchildren. I love them dearly. I had my own children, but when they were small, they'd love for mother to grab their hand. And I had a way of grabbing it. I didn't let them grab my hand. I have big hands, but by putting my hand around theirs and I held them secure because there was danger. I didn't want my little baby to run out into the traffic or get hurt or to stumble. But think about it. We have a heavenly Father that can hold our hand. He knows just how to hold it. And here's another thing. When you have a relationship with Him, you know that touch. Yes, you know that touch. You know it. It's not counterfeit. You know that touch. I'm going to bring it a little bit closer. Those of us, it's true. Those of us that have a relationship, I told you, we've been blessed. Well, first of all, Brother Schaefer said, pray about your companions. Amen and amen. We prayed about our relationship and the Lord has blessed us. We've been together, as I told you before, 58 years, but I want to tell you something. I know the touch of my husband's hand, and you know the touch of your loved ones too. Now, what about it? A relationship with God. Can you feel that touch? It calms those fears. It helps you. It's with you in the dark of the night. Lord, you're right here beside me. This is to encourage us. I'm not minimizing the problems. I'm going to raise my hand. I've had some hard problems too. I've had some dark clouds. But here's another thing to report to that. God has been with me every step of the way. And I thank Him for that today. So let us remember it. Hey, so have a relationship with God. Yes. It's a relationship that does not grow old. You can think about it. You can put all you want into a relationship with God. It just gets better and better and better. And your capacity just increases and increases. And you can just, sometimes you feel like you can almost just float away. You can just kind of float away. You know, even I'm a lady and I felt like just go ahead and shout a little bit. I don't usually do that. But somebody said, why didn't you? Well, I didn't give an answer to that. But God is so good. We're talking about this relationship. Some people have a relationship with the world and they hold on to it. They cling to death. But I want you to realize there's a better way. Jesus has a relationship. You are created to serve the Lord. We have a spirit, and it's our responsibility to get prepared that we can go to a prepared place, to heaven. We're not going to make it if we have sin in our life. We're talking about a closer relationship with God. But first of all, you have to do the first steps. You have to repent of your sins. You have to ask forgiveness. You have to live a righteous life, or you're not going to have a relationship. It's going to be something phony, an arrangement, maybe a friendship, but there's not going to be that power. There's not going to be that intimacy. There's not going to be that security that you need. So Lord, help us. Don't you desire to draw closer to His loving side? Don't you desire to please the Lord? It said, thy dying love. The dying love. Jesus went a little farther that man could be redeemed back to God. He brought down salvation. Isn't that wonderful? You think that in itself ought to do something to the sinner? It should. And to those of us that are professing the name of God, we ought to get just as close as we possibly can and maintain that position and say, Lord, there is no sacrifice too great for you. I'm willing to go all the way. The vineyards are white. They're ripe for harvest. The laborers are few. We think about it, talking about a relationship. We're going to get into some scripture. There are many of the ministers, the pastors that are physically afflicted in their body. And they're still endeavoring to carry the plow and to bear the burden in the heat of the day. But my challenge to us, when we're drawing closer in a relationship with God, God can be able to speak to some of the younger ones and the middle age, and they can be helped and we can mentor them before we get off the scene of action. action. May the Lord encourage us today. But you're going to have a foundation for a relationship. There's going to have to be some love in that relationship. We love you today. All right. I didn't finish all these other these songs, but here's another one. We didn't sing this, but I love it. 460. Savior more than life to me. You know how it is when you like somebody, you love them, you enjoy being in their presence. The time seems to go by fast, doesn't it? What about the Lord? Thy communication with him, do you enjoy it? I believe you do. Okay, Savior more than life to me. I'm doing what? I'm clinging close to thee. You know how it is when you are courting somebody, or when you have a child and you snuggle up close to them and you feel their body heat and you just, okay, that's all right. You don't even try to be pushing away from them because you love them. You feel that embrace. Oh, the embrace of the Father when we need him. It's just wonderful. Let thy precious blood apply. Do what? Keep me ever, ever near thy side. I don't want to stray. I don't want to get too careless. I don't want to have my own interpretations and rationalize. But Lord, I want this relationship to be solid. I want it to be for a lifetime, Lord, because it pays big dividends every day. Every hour, let me feel thy cleansing power. May thy tender love to me do what? Bind me closer, Lord, to thee. It has that little marking over there where you put that emphasis and you hold it out. Lord, help us today. We want a close relationship with God. That's where we're going to get our power. Let me love thee more and more. Tell this fleeting life is o'er. Tell my soul is lost in love.
Yes.
Lost in love. You're willing to make any sacrifice in a brighter world above. Every day, every hour, let me feel thy cleansing power. Yes. May thy tender love to me bind me closer, Lord, to thee. We appreciate the goodness of God. We have some examples in the scripture about men, some women too, but we selected some men with the help of the Lord, that they allowed their relationship with God to just be so sweet and so powerful and so wonderful. If I don't forget, I'm going to remind you now, when I get to the end of this little lesson, I want to read the lyrics to you about just a closer walk with thee. All right. Thank you for your time and your attention. We're going to go right into the scriptures with prayer, and we believe we will all be blessed. All right, here we are. The first scripture for today is going to be, oh, how love I thy law. It is my meditation all the day. That is Psalms 119 and 97. Thank the Lord. All right. It is. The disciples were called away from their occupation to follow Jesus. Are you willing to be called away from the things that you're doing when you hear the master give you a visitation and encourage you to come closer? Are you too busy? I'm fishing, or I'm cooking, or whatever I'm doing, I'm working. But no, Lord, I have time to spend with you because I need to develop my relationship and I need to get closer as the day goes by. Yes. And I don't need to drift, and I don't need anything to come between us. No type of a wedge, no type of a neglect. But Lord, I am so willing. I'm just going to come right on closer. We're just going to snuggle right up. That song that we sing about the God of all comfort, and when he wraps you in your bosom, and how that he just whispers those words to you. That's what we're talking about today. All right, let's turn here to Hebrews 11. We need faith to develop a close relationship with God. We must have faith. All right, let's see here. It's in Hebrews 11. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness. And here we are, 11 and 6. And it reads, "But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him." Yes. Thank the Lord. All right. We're going to move on now to St. John 14, 16, and 18. Thank the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. All right. Here we are, St. John 14, and we are going to start with the 16th verse. "And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever." Thank the Lord. "Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you." We are thankful for the Holy Spirit. It will help us in our relationship with God. So we appreciate it. Jesus knew he was going away, but he let his disciples know that the Holy Spirit was going to be here. He's going to guide you. He's going to instruct you. He's going to be with you. He's going to bring things to your memory that you needed. Isn't that a wonderful provision for each one of us today? Thank the Lord. All right. Psalms 119 and 10. We're talking about the Word of God. It's precious. It's very valuable in developing a closer relationship with the Lord. It's our guidebook. Thank the Lord. 119, 10, and 11. And it says, "Thank the Lord. With my whole heart have I sought thee." Not partial, no reservations. "With my whole heart have I sought thee. Oh, let me not wander from thy commandments." Thank the Lord. "Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee."
Yes.
Thank the Lord. Hide it in there. You can continue to hide it in there. Sometimes I say, "Lord, increase my capacity to have more of the word of God. Increase my boundaries that I can reach more souls that are in trouble. Increase me, Lord, that I can be a blessing to those that I meet along my pathway. Increase me, Lord, that my heart, as the song says, my cup overflows with goodness, with mercy, with love and compassion." You know, the Lord has blessed me. There has been more than one time that I've been able to assist a stranger, somebody that I didn't really know, but I happened to be at the right time when they had a need. There was one man I did know at the barbershop, and I was watching. I do watch. I was looking out the window, and I saw he was acting strange, and I watched him, and I rushed out there. He was having a mini stroke.
Lord, mercy.
And the people didn't know what to do. I didn't either. But I did know something. I said, "May I pray for you?" And we had prayer. The Lord blessed him. And his daughter told me later, she says, "I am so thankful that you offered prayer, because that just calm the events down." They got him to the hospital, but I was very thankful that I was there and that I had something on hand that I could call upon God, and God took care of him. Thank the Lord for that. Another time, it's kind of humorous, talking about a relationship with God. If you all don't know, I enjoy singing. I might sing most any time. But this particular time, well, there's two times. One time we were coming back from a funeral, and I went into the restroom like we normally do to refresh myself. I didn't realize that I was really singing, but I was. And I was singing, you know that song, "When the God of all comfort speaks peace to your soul, rough seas are calm, and the wind ceases to blow. no matter how dark may be the night.
Yes.
Everything will be all right when the God of all comfort speaks peace to my soul.
Thank the Lord.
I opened the door and a lady was standing out there. She said, I heard you singing, and that was just what I need because I'm having so many problems and things. I said, oh, what is your name? She said, my name is Gloria. I said, wait just a minute. I had just come from Sister Rosie's funeral is what it was, Rosie Liggins, and we had come in on that song. I said, just a minute. I looked in my purse, and my husband had given me the lyrics. I said, here, you can have this. And I said, better yet, I'm going to teach you how to sing it. So we sat right there in that restroom. We had us a good old glory time. And I shared it with her. And I said, you know what? I hope you have a good trip. And remember me. Here's my business card. But I hope the Lord bless you. She said, that is just what I needed. A relationship with God.
Yes.
Being ready. Another time, sometimes when you think you're in a hurry, but when you're in touch with God, I went to my home and I was in a hurry, I thought. But I looked at my mailbox and here was a woman coming down the street in a car. She stopped me and she said something. Oh, she was going to a garage sale. I said, well, I'm not really interested, but she had some problem. I said, here's some money for you. She said, I don't want to go to hell. I said, I don't want you to go to hell either. I said, would you like for me to pray for you? She said, yes. I said, well, pull your car right over here out of the street and let's just have a word of prayer for you. I think her name was Joanne. I prayed for Joanne. I don't know if I'll ever see her again, but she told me, I don't want to go to hell. And will you pray for me? I've been asking the Lord to help people to come in my pathway that I can be a blessing. We're talking about doing business for the Lord. I think the last one I'm going to relate to us at this time was another time I was going to Tulsa to a funeral and I was driving. I stopped at McDonald's to refresh myself and get something to eat. And I was singing. I went into the little stall and I was singing, oh Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder. Thy power throughout the universe display. Then sings my soul.
Yes.
She joined in.
Savior God to be.
How great thou art. How great. Then sings my soul,
Lord,
my Savior God to thee. Amen. How great thou art, how great thou art. The door opened and she said, I heard you singing and we sang it together. I said, I'm on my way to a funeral. She said, I am too. We never know when we're going to meet somebody that's in trouble. Now back to when I told you, I thought I was in a hurry when I met Joanne, but the Lord said, you take time. This is a soul that needs God that you may never meet again. And I'm thankful for that. Okay, those are some examples. I know you all have some that you need to share, but God is so very good. All right, let's turn to James. So I'll keep on singing. I sing at other times too, but those were just kind of recent and they were kind of comical. But yet I hope they were blessings to those women. Thank the Lord. James 5 and 16, and it reads, confess your faults one to another. Pray one for another that ye may be healed. We need some real healing today. Yes. Not only physical healing, we need some emotional healing. We need some healing for hurts and offenses that have come to our brothers and our sisters. We need some healing to family relationship. We need some healing in our congregation, the brethren. We need healing, and God is well able. We're talking about a closer relationship with God. All right, let's see. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Thank the Lord for his goodness. That's what we want to have, that fervent, that hot prayer of faith and confidence in God. Amen. You don't have to know the people's name. You just be there ready and point them to God. Thank the Lord. Turn with me to Isaiah 40 and 29. I believe that's what I want. He giveth power to the faint. Sometimes we get faint and weary, but the Lord is able in our relationship to fortify us, to strengthen us, to be there in our times of need. To them that have no might, he increases strength. Thank the Lord. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young man shall utterly fall. 31. But they that wait upon the Lord, be willing to wait. Be willing to take what thus say the word of God. Be willing after you pray to listen and hear what he has to share with you. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Thank the Lord. They shall mount up with wings as an eagle. You know, these eagles are powerful birds. I understand, I believe I read it somewhere, that they set their wings some kind of way and they go into the storm and they're able to use the power of the storm to get on up higher, to higher altitude. But whatever it happens, as wings as eagles, they shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. You're going to need the Spirit of God to be able to attain to this. But it's possible, a closer relationship with God. Lord, I want to be a volunteer. I want to be a ready vessel because I know there are benefits. There are souls, as I said, that are needing the Lord. You might be the light to be able to help somebody to get to the Lord. You might be the one that have a little chorus, our little word, our little card, our little text, or whatever the Lord might use, impress you to do. Use it to the glory of God, and the Lord will surely bless you, and he will bless them too. You are planting seeds along the way. Thank the Lord for his goodness. All right, we're going to have to move along here. In Genesis 6, 5 and 9, this is about Noah. You say it's wicked times. Yes, it is. But notice, back in Genesis, in the 6th chapter, Noah, what he did, and we can be a Noah today. You might say, I want another name, but listen, what Noah did in his time. All right, at 5, and God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth. We have a lot of wickedness in our land today, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. You talk about we need a close relationship with God, not with the world. Yes, we do. And it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. Yes. Now, those conditions are very grim. They're very bad. And the Lord said, I will destroy men whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast and the creeping thing, and the fowls of the air, for it repenteth me that I have made them. Number 8, for the sake of this lesson today. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. We want to find grace in the eyes of the Lord, regardless to what position or where we are in life. Noah was able to do it. We're able to, and we have the assistance of the Holy Spirit. We have Jesus, who is our mediator, our Savior, our Redeemer. We do not have any excuse that we cannot find grace in the eyes of the Lord. Are we willing to put in for it? Are we willing to go that path? Are we willing to read and have the fervent prayer that we might be able to be fat and flourishing spiritually? But Noah, these are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generations.
Yes.
And Noah walked with God. He had a relationship. Remember, I told you, when you walk, you're not hopping, you're not skipping, you're not swaying, you're not staggering, but you're under control. It's one step ahead of the other. Even if you have to go backwards, it's a steady gait. And you know, it's beautiful when you see someone walking and they're strong and they have muscles and their clothes are fitting them well. And they're a beautiful picture to behold. But think about the children of God. We have the beauty, the meekness, and we have righteousness. And it's a beautiful sight to see a man, a woman, a boy and a girl that is walking with the Lord and portray righteousness in the world in which we're living. So Noah walked with God. He had faith in God, and God saw Noah through. He was able to do some other mighty things. Remember, he was the one that built that ark, and he kept telling the people, I believe it, 100 years he was faithful with the same message. It's going to rain someday.
Oh, yeah.
The same message. I told him at home, if Sister Fields got up here and said it for 1 month, I preach you the same message, I believe there would be some unspoken requests going up for her, because something has surely happened. But think about it. They may have thought, that old man, he's still saying that. The same thing over and over. But he was faithful. And one day, the rain did come. So I'm telling you, he was faithful. So we want to be faithful at our post also. And we appreciate it. Noah made the ark according to the plans that were laid out for him. He did not use his own interpretation. Talking about a close relationship, he understood what he was supposed to do. He didn't say, I'm going to substitute this because it's cheaper. I got it on the bargain rack. No, he used the right type of wood. Everything was to perfection because it was going to serve a special purpose. And God was with him. He will be with us today. Thank the Lord. All right. Here's another one. This is Enoch 5 and 24. We want to read about Enoch, what he did. And Enoch lived 65 years, and he begat Methuselah. 22. And what did Enoch do? Enoch walked with God.
Yes, he did.
After he begat Methuselah 300 years, he begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Enoch were 365 years. And again, it said Enoch walked with God, and he was not. For God took him.
Yes.
That is some walking. That's some relationship. Thank the Lord for Brother Enoch and his example for us today. God is so good to give us some reminders that it's obtainable. I'm not talking to you about something that's far out, space or something. We can have a close relationship with the Lord today, and that is a beautiful thing. All right. We appreciate him so much. Turn with me to Elias, the way they pronounce it here, in James 5 and 17. He was a man, I believe, that had like passion like we have today. He was not an angel as such, but God was with him, and we're thankful for the example that he has. We're talking about a closer relationship with God. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness. All right, James 5 and 17. Elias was a man subject to like passions as we are. I believe he had humanity. He probably was tempted. He probably had things that he liked and didn't like. He may have even had some things that you might call some hobbies or some interests. He probably had some disappointments in life. He may have had some setbacks, but yet he was faithful. Elias was a man subject to like passion as we are, and he prayed earnestly. We must pray earnestly to have a close relationship with God, and that it might not rain, and it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. That's a long time. That's a long time to not have any rain. 18, and he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. Notice, he was a man of like passion. He walked, he communicated. He was able to get in touch with the, when the petition came and they needed rain, he was able to pray. We're talking about the rain that comes down out of the atmosphere. They needed that type of rain. Whatever your petition is, it may not be that you're in a dry condition where the soil is dry and all of that, but you could be in a spiritual condition where you need some rain from heaven, where we need souls that are watered from the goodness of God and the love of God, where we need to have them. They may be in a desert, barren sinful condition, but we need to be able, with a close relationship with God, to penetrate right through to that layer, those layers of sin, that they will be able to come to the Lord, and they'll be able to be redeemed and not be forever lost. Lord, help us to get the real impact of a close relationship with God. It is powerful. Our time can be better used to the glory of God. Yeah. I know we have jobs. I know we have families. I know things come up. I know there's disappointments. There's setbacks. There's all of these things that we deal with. But most of all, what about your relationship with God? Yes. Are you drawing closer to him each day? We're getting out of here. I'm here to tell you, I think about it sometime. I shudder because I'm not ashamed to tell you all, I'm going to soon be 78 years old. And I wondered, where has the time gone? 78. I'm going to be pressing 80 before long. But you know what? I'm not discouraged. I'm not down and out. I'm not crying a tear. I say, Lord, I want to finish well. And I've told my family that. I said, when you have my service, I want you to remember, Mother did what she could. She finished well. She went right on down to the portals, believing God and sharing with those and showing love. I said, I try to keep my work done up, and I endeavor to do that. That's what we all want to do, a closer walk with the Lord. The Lord will be pleased, because after all, we're just vessels. We want to be a vessel to honor, so we appreciate the example that Elias had there. Thank the Lord, he is so good. I think, Lord willing, we have possibly two more scriptures. We're doing well with the help of the Lord and with your prayers. We appreciate you so very much today. Turn with me to Abraham. He was a man that had a relationship with God. Remember, he was called to go out and to leave his family. Some people say, oh, I just don't think I can do it. I'm out of my comfort zone. But he went on. He took Lot with him, but he went on. And God was with Abram. He later got his name changed to Abraham. But here in Genesis 18 and 19, and it says, well, let me back up. 16. And the men rose up from thence and looked towards Sodom, and Abraham went with them to bring them on the way. And the Lord said, shall I hide from Abraham that thing which I do? 18, seeing that Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him. 19, can he recommend you this way? For I know him, that he will command his children and his household after him. Now he had a good relationship, and they shall keep the way of the Lord to do justice and judgment, that the Lord may bring upon Abraham that which he has spoken of him. Sodom and Gomorrah was going to be destroyed, but there was Abraham, an example that he was going to be faithful. Can you be faithful in the midst of turbulence, of sin, of corruption, of perilous times? Lord, help us today to maintain our integrity with God. But first of all, as I said before, you must have a good foundation. You must have confidence in God. You must have all sin out of your life. You must keep everything clear. You must maintain it every moment, if possible, all the time, what I'm trying to say. Don't let anything get into your relationship. Keep the way clear. You know, this is possible. That does not mean you're going to have to be in a straitjacket. It does not mean that you cannot smile. It does not mean that you cannot go on a vacation. But you keep everything just like it is. Righteousness, holiness, under control, modest in your conduct, in your attitude, thankfulness, all of these things. Don't be like the children of Israel. We're talking about a close relationship. We're almost finished. You know, they were in bondage and they asked for the Lord to deliver them. He delivered them by a mighty hand, but it wasn't very long. When they were in the wilderness, what did they do? They started complaining. You cannot praise God and complain at the same time. Just go ahead and give God all the praise and all the glory. And their complaining brought leanness to their soul. We don't want that to happen. Remember how God blessed them. And they said, oh, we remember the leeks and the garlics back there. And they didn't talk about how that the straw was taken away from them and they were under some hard taskmasters. But God delivered them by a mighty hand and destroyed their enemies. But he wanted to prove them. He took them into that wilderness and let them wander around. And as a result, remember Moses, he was a meek man, the meekest man, I believe. But he got into a situation dealing with the children of Israel. The first time, I believe, or one of the times, he was supposed to strike the rock and it was going to bring water, wasn't it? And I think the second time he was agitated or got into a place, and instead of doing as he was supposed to, speak to it, if I don't have it mixed up, he smote the rock and he called them rebels. Yes, and as a result, he was meek. As a result, he was not able to go over into the promised land. But God was faithful to him anyway. He said, I'm going to let you look over. You're going to be able to see it. Even though your feet were not going to be able to go there, God had mercy on him. We're talking about if you get into a situation where you may get off course a little bit, come on back to the Lord and say, Lord, I messed up right here. Lord, I need you. I've wandered. I did not intend to get into this area. But Lord, have mercy upon me because I want to be faithful. Lord, I cherish that close relationship that I need with you. And you know, emotionally, you can feel that comfort of the Holy Spirit. You really can. You can feel it. You can also feel when you're drifting a little way too. So Lord, encourage us today. So we're thankful for this example that we have here today. God is so very good. All right. I think the last scripture is going to be in 1 Thessalonians 5 and 15. And then we have the song. And then I am going to feel satisfied. I think I've done what I need to do today. 1 Thessalonians 5, 15. See then that none render evil for evil. You're not going to have a close relationship retaliating with your brother or your sister. It's not going to work. But ever follow that which is good, both among yourselves and to all men. 16, rejoice evermore. That's going to eliminate all complaining, being critical spirits and other things. But you're going to rejoice evermore. 17, you pray without ceasing. That'll help develop your relationship with God. You can do other things too, but keep in a prayerful attitude. Thank the Lord. 18, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus. Concerning you, this is some things. You can put them on your refrigerator, some real reminders if you want. 19, quench not the spirit. That's important. We need to do it in developing a closer relationship with God. Despise not prophesying. Prove all things. Hold fast that which is good. Abstain from all appearance of evil. Thank the Lord. And when you do all of that, 23, the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank the Lord. You know, I went to school, and sometimes the teacher gave us a lot of homework. A lot of homework. And she let us know, you know, you're going to have a test. And if I didn't do my homework daily, it piled up. And I found myself cramming before the test. And I was in so much confusion. I said, you know what? It doesn't pay. I need to keep up with my assignment daily, daily. So I want you to keep up with your spiritual assignment daily. And the Lord will bless you. I believe that is sufficient for today. I appreciate your time. We're praying the Holy Spirit would accompany each one of us, that he would enlarge upon this thought, that you will be able to grow and to abound in the things of God. This is my song I want to share with you, and then we will have our little seat. Thank the Lord. Here it is. You've heard it before. I am weak, but thou art strong. Jesus, keep me from all wrong. I'll be satisfied as long as I walk. Let me walk close to thee. Just a closer walk with thee. Granted, Jesus, is my plea. Daily walking close to thee. Let it be, dear Lord, let it be. It's his desire that we walk close to him. Through this whirl of toil and snares, if I falter, Lord, who cares? Jesus cares if we falter. Our brothers and sisters care too. Who with me my burden shares? None but thee, dear Lord, none but thee. When my feeble life is sore, time for me will be no more. Guide me gently, safely o'er, to thy kingdom shore, to thy shore. The refrain says, just a closer walk with thee. Granted, Jesus, is my plea. Daily walking close to thee. Let it be, dear Lord, let it be. That's my desire for each one of you. A closer walk, a closer relationship with God. Amen.